Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the local performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again. After a two-week vacation, I hope everybody had a nice 2 weeks holiday season. I certainly enjoyed my time off, but now we're back again. We're back to talk about a lot of great shows coming up this year. This 2017 promises to be a great year for performing arts here in Anchorage and the surrounding areas. And we're starting out today with Perseverance Theater's opening of Hold These Truths, written by Jean Sakata, opening tonight and performing through January the 15th at the Sidney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Fascinating play, a one-man play, and we're going to talk all about it. We have the entire cast here with the show. Greg Watanabe is the one man in the one-man show. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you.
We also have the director of the show, Leslie Ishii. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thank you.
And as always, we have Josh Lohman, who is the general manager for Perseverance here as well.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, Leslie, let's start with you first, just to give an overview of the show. It's an historical play. It's a play about an actual person who fought back against what many people today acknowledge as a great injustice. But at the time, there was some there's mixed feelings about this. Tell us about this story.
Sure. The play, as you mentioned, features Gordon Hirabayashi's story about how he resisted the curfew, the evacuation, and the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And certainly relevant today as we keep hearing more talk about the registry of Muslims. And so I was thinking about this morning, and that Gordon's story is so powerful because he's this incredibly positive and indomitable spirit of really goodness, and how he seems to keep his humanity through all the struggles of this journey of incarceration, sentences, you know, based on his resistance, and how powerful it was that he fought and continued to believe in the Constitution. there were two other gentlemen from the Northwest, the Great Northwest. I'm a Northwesterner myself. I was born and raised in Seattle. So I say that with pride. Fred Korematsu and Minoru Yasui. And the cases are all very distinct, and yet they all resisted curfew, evacuation, and internment. And so it's really beautiful that Jeannie Sakata has taken Gordon's story and theatricalized it. You get so much of the history, as well as the incredible skill of Greg bringing his story to life. He plays about 30 characters, so you never feel like Gordon is on stage alone. It's a real tour de force for Greg, and of course it's such a relevant story right now to see Gordon's history unfold right before you. There's great pathos, and of course there's lots of humor because Greg brings a tremendous amount of his own humanity to the story as well.
Well, let's talk with Greg here for a moment. One question I had, and it was just answered, is how is this one-person play done? Is it one person talking to an audience? But apparently you're playing a number of different characters, correct?
Yes. So it starts out as a narration, talking in the person of Gordon, telling a story to the audience. But during the course of it, it becomes a theatrical presentation of his story. So it goes back and forth between him talking directly to the audience and then me portraying the different characters as they talk to each other, as told by Gordon in his memory. He'll describe going to a place, say like Arizona, and talking to a federal marshal there, and then there will be a dialogue between two characters, and so I'll switch back and forth. And I think it's an effective way to theatricalize the experience so that it feels more, it's not just one person telling you a story for 90 minutes, but there's a whole lot of dialogue and understanding and feeling like there's scenes happening.
Well, Leslie, this might have been a challenge for both you and Greg to pull this off. I know one-man shows or one-person shows, when they do this kind of transformational acting technique, can be challenging, but also could be very freeing, can't it?
Oh, definitely. I love what Greg was just saying about the back and forth when you can actually have scenes realized. And these are all actual conversations, actual places, times that Jeannie researched and in her conversations with Gordon Hirabayashi. So these are all things that actually took place. And it was a great challenge. But I've known Greg a long time. Should I say how long, or will that date us?
A long time.
Yes.
So, go ahead, tell us how long you've been.
I don't know. It might be decades now. But we both came to Los Angeles from, like I said, from the Northwest. You were from the Bay Area, right?
Well, I grew up in L.A., but I schooled in the Bay Area, which is where I met you. And
that's right. But so I, being privy, this is the first time we've gotten to really work in full production together, though, but we've known each other, maybe done readings and various things. But I knew he had this great background for sketch comedy, but which it requires a lot of skill because you flip back and forth, you tell stories quickly. I've seen him in his 18 Mighty Mountain Warriors sketch comedy group, but I've also seen him be in regional theater plays. He's very skilled. He's very adept. So I knew we could actually mine gold there, and I wouldn't have to mine very far. He could do accents. He could do dialects. He takes on physical character really quickly. So, and in our show, there's some real physicality. I don't want to give too much away. He uses his physicality quite a bit, and the brilliant scenic design of Akiko Nishijima, resident designer for Perseverance Theater, she being Japanese heritage as well, gave us just this beautiful backdrop and playground. And this is the first Japanese American and Japanese heritage team to work on this particular play, so it's a real honor and a pleasure to get to focus on our own histories.
Yeah, I think that what's great about differentiating between sort of just direct narration and then playing scenes, even if it's just one actor playing the scene, is that, you know, we talked a lot about showing something rather than just telling it. So rather than saying, I went here and then this happened and then this happened and this happened and then I felt this way, you can, as much as you can, demonstrate that by showing, you know, what someone says and doesn't say and how that feels and how the response is. So, and the silences that sometimes occur, especially important for Japanese Americans, I think, like silences are really critical in terms of what it is that you don't say that communicates so much about what you're feeling. So I think that we have a lot of that in this show. And you know, as someone was pointing out the other day, and it's really important to remember too, is that he was a really young man when this was occurring. And you know, as Leslie was saying, he was a very optimistic, idealistic man who also had a great deal of whimsy and humor. You know, he was not a grim person who could also make a principled stand. He was making a very strong principled stand and yet had a very sort of even-headed way of looking at having been, say, incarcerated in a jail, not a prison, but in a jail for 9 months. You know, jails are very different than prisons. They don't have exercise yards. They don't have windows. They're meant to be temporary holding places. So, you know, managing to evince humor. And I think that our Jeannie and our production really managed to communicate that. And so I think that will it creates a broad, dynamic, theatrical experience for an audience.
Sounds fascinating. For those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. My guests today are Leslie Ishii and Greg Watanabe, who are performing, or Greg is performing in the play Hold These Truths by Perseverance Theater, written by Jeannie Sakata, opening tonight and running through the 15th at the Performing Arts Center. We're talking a lot of fascinating stuff about the play. But the two of you mentioned a moment ago that you have a personal connection with this story of internment. Do you want to share some of that?
Sure. I mentioned earlier, I come from Seattle, Washington, originally. And my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents were interned in Minidoka, Idaho, that particular camp of what, the 10 camps, and around the western side of the United States. And
where many of the people who were from Alaska, of Japanese ancestry, that's where they went.
Mm-hmm. And there's an interesting, actually, there is an interesting relationship between Seattle and Alaska, because so many of my relatives and our community in Seattle came up to work in the canneries. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the labor force that went back and forth. And oddly, my dad worked up here. He was a criminalist for the Seattle Crime Lab and eventually the Western Washington State Crime Lab. And he would come up here and work with the Alaska State Patrol. So just a quick shout out to any friends of George Ishii. All these years later, here I am coming full circle and getting to work with Perseverance again. I've been in their educational processes too and helping them develop there. So the Seattle Japanese community, just one of those main points of the labor waves that came through along the West Coast, so a lot of Japanese Americans there.
And Greg, you also have a connection too, don't you?
Yes, on my father's side, they were incarcerated in Wyoming, Heart Mountain. My father was born in Denver because they got work release, and my father was conceived in camp and was born in Denver, Colorado. But yeah, they're from Boyle Heights in East LA, and had a business and a house there. They were very lucky, one of the few who managed to retain their house thanks to friends and a business partner. So although their business was heavily impacted and contracted, they managed to come back and still have something after the war. But yeah, and Leslie also has another personal connection that she was an actor before she was a director, and her first theatrical experience was, the name of the play? Break the Silence?
Breaking the Silence by Nikki Lewis, who's a Seattleite. And like I was saying earlier, that was the very first play reading I was cast in. It was the first play, at least in Seattle that I knew of, that even represented anything about camp. She had gone and interviewed all these internees and created a multi-generational look at the internment experience before, leading up to, you know, the during and after. And we, as I mentioned, this was a fundraiser for Gordon's Legal Defense Fund. And we didn't think anyone would come. I thought, well, maybe it'll just be my parents seeing me my first, you know, reading. And that we held it at the University of Washington Hub, which is their student union building. They have a big auditorium. And there was some local activists that emceed it for us, some really incredible allies to the Japanese community. And the place was packed. Oh, my God, we couldn't believe it. And my dad came over to me at intermission and said, there are men crying in the bathroom. It's so emotional. And Japanese men don't usually cry publicly. So that was a big deal. And then there was a woman who passed out. It was so emotional. And she was okay, gratefully. It wasn't a heart attack. It was more just kind of overwhelmed, I think. But it was a tremendous, reunion for many of the Japanese Americans that had been in camp together that evening. And we raised a lot of money for Gordon. And Gordon sat right in the front. He looked tired because I think he'd been doing a lot to prepare for his Supreme Court case that was pending there and coming up. But it was a tremendous, impactful way to begin my theatrical career. It's informed everything along the way.
And I just want to jump in and just reiterate that it was called Breaking the Silence.
Yes.
And that is really an apt name for the, because with the things that she's talking about in terms of these Nisei folks, these older generation, and you're talking about in the 80s now, 40 some years after the incarceration experience, who some of whom had never talked about their experience
right.
with anyone, their family, no one. And so that silence was a part of a defensive mechanism of a way to try and get over the trauma of the experience, because you have to remember that the atmosphere of the environment, especially on the West Coast, was really toxic to Japanese and Japanese Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Much like, as Leslie was pointing out earlier, it's toxic to immigrant communities now and to Muslim communities now. So doing this show in which there's an expression of the story is really, really resonant with me.
You know, we could talk for hours about this topic,
unfortunately
we're out of time. I hate to say that, but I want to thank my guests, Leslie Ishii and Greg Watanabe, Greg's performing tonight. And Hold These Truths, opening tonight, running through the 15th, directed by Leslie. Perseverance Theater at the Sidney Lawrence Theater at downtown. Thanks a lot for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
what
much.
A pleasure.
For next time, this is Steve Hunt for Stage Talk and KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.